I appreciate you coming on and helping us out with this question. I hope we can use you as a resource when these vintage questions come up.
Well, I'm glad to be on the show. I enjoy it. I always have an opinion I'm willing to share.
That's good.
You know, all I have to do is ask.
Okay, Fred, thanks a lot, and I really appreciate you being on.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
If you want to get in contact with us here at the VAP Podcast, you can call the voicemail hotline at 206-202-4VAP. And the email address is questions@thevap.com.
Okay, here we are back in the VAP studios for episode 12. I'd like to thank Colin Hyde for joining us. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.
And welcome, Rob.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, got a big show again for you guys today. We're going to be talking about restoration versus modernization versus refurbishing. You already heard the interview we had with Fred, and we're going to carry on with that in the rest of the show here. But first, we have some additional topics to cover. And let's see, the first one should be Colin's restoration update.
It's time for the restoration update with Colin Hyde. Take it away, Colin.
Well, Tim, that was a great job. We sound so professional with those new intros. Wonderful. Well
cool,
done.
Huh? Thank you.
Hey, Rob, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's great. It's like Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
There you go. Anyway, our restoration update. The latest stuff we've been doing on this wonderful 65 Caravelle, we finalized the interior mock-up dimensionally. Our original mock-up was just very much a crude mock-up to give some space planning and layouts and whatnot. But what we've since done is fitted in all of the new appliances, the battery, the charger, the distribution panel for 12 volts, distribution panel for the AC voltage as well, the stretched bathroom module. We fitted all these things in and created a sort of a final mock-up with true dimensions on all the cabinetry and tables, etc., closets, to make sure that, you know, everything would fit perfectly. Because when you pull all this stuff out again to build your final cabinet, you want to make sure everything's in the right spot. The other reason for doing this is we can mark off all of the electrical requirements and plumbing requirements and where things have to go. Anything that's going inside the wall, we X off on the inside of the outer skin to run the AC power lines there or the DC power lines. And that way, when we do this, when the ceilings and walls all go back in again, there will be sockets and receptacles and switches in accessible places that make sense and relate to things properly, so it looks like a well-thought-out design as opposed to something that's just been hodgepodge together.
So a lot of the pictures that we've been showing on the website, thevap.com, under the restoration update pages, they were showing various mock-ups of all the systems that you're going to install. So you do that just to kind of determine placement, and then you've actually taken all those out again?
Yes, we pulled all of that stuff out again. We're finishing off the stretch in the bathroom. It's getting some more fiberglass underneath to reinforce it. The top side of it is all getting refinished, body filled, sanded, primed, and painted to suit the interior color scheme that we're going with, but also to make it appear that it was never modified. Most people, or the idea is that most people will walk in and say, oh, this is just a slightly different design of a 65 Caravelle, not the fact that it was totally redone, and that particular design was never offered. So the client really wanted the feel and the look of the period, but have things modified to suit their particular requirements, as it was only a couple that was using it, rather than, you know, the Caravelle was originally designed to sleep four. You know, they took some liberties and changed things around a bit to make it more comfortable for their use.
Okay, so you have it basically gutted now, and you're going to be running the new wiring in the walls. Is that it? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we gutted it again.